sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on October 1st, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Monitoring Fox News Live right now, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, says that the government shutdown was avoidable. He's going through the entire list of demands that the Democrats wanted in the Senate as well as the House before they would vote to pass a 24-page bill. Listen to that. 24-page bill. Everybody in Congress, both in the House, U.S. Representatives, and Senate, can read a 24-page bill probably in about 5 to 10 minutes. Maybe 20 if they're slow. And they could have passed it and then negotiated all of their key points. Speaker Johnson saying on the microphone right now that they, the Democrats, wanted health care for illegal immigrants, for illegals in this country. They had a whole list, a litany of items that they wanted, which were absolutely, totally absurd. The Republicans are saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to put it in this budget. We aren't going to do it. Well, guess what? Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid will continue to be distributed during the government shutdown. So don't let the Democrats say that you're not going to get your Medicare, you're not going to get your Social Security, you're not going to get your Medicaid. It is going to continue. Don't let them fearmonger and try to scare you by lying to you. The Republican measure would have funded the government through November the 21st. Dang near 2 months from today. Three members of the Senate Democratic Caucus voted to advance the bills, but they didn't have the votes. Senate Republicans are 5 votes short of the 60 they needed to be able to reopen the government. They only needed 5 Democrat U.S. senators to vote with them, and they could have kept it open. Well, the House is going to vote on the 2 funding bills that failed to pass last night. But the Democrats, they want a short-term funding bill to include all of the Obamacare subsidies and reinstatement of funds recently cut by the Trump administration. That's what they said. Everything you guys did in the one big beautiful bill, we want added back in to the budget. 4 million federal employees could go home without pay during the shutdown. Again, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid will continue to be distributed during the shutdown. So don't let them lie to you and fearmonger and try to scare you. It's a load of garbage. Well, Senate Democrats blocked it, and now the government in Washington is shut down. Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, is holding up the 24 pages. Folks, it's not even a quarter of an inch thick. They could have passed that. They could have read it and passed it, no problem. But no, they're going to stand on their principles. Well, this government shutdown is the Democrats' fault in Washington, D.C. Pure and simple. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two here on this hump day Wednesday. Monitoring the news during the break. 8 short snippets of the Democrats all lying to the American people. Both on the floor of the U.S. Senate, as well as the floor of the U.S. Congress. Chuckie Schumer, AOC, Jeffries, all of these Democrats getting up and saying, if the government shuts down, real Americans will be hurt. Seniors will be hurt. Veterans will be hurt. Families will be hurt. Kids will be hurt. I got a question for you guys. How you doing this morning? Has anything changed in your world since midnight last night? Nothing's changed in mine. The lights are on. The TV's working. This computer, this microphone is working. I'm getting my text alerts for news alerts. I'm getting all kinds of information sent to me to be able to do this show. The coffee maker worked. We are completely fine. Completely fine. Hospitals are open. Police stations are open. County buildings are open. Everything is fine. You are not being affected by this in any way, shape, or form, period. Everything the Democrats said on the floor of the U.S. Senate and the U.S. Congress last night during their floor speeches prior to midnight has proven to be a bald-faced lie. Now, I want you guys to text me. If anything happens in your life as a result of this federal U.S. government shutdown, I want you to text it to me. Well, Randy, you know, we were going to go camping at this one national park and it's closed. Text that to me. What national park? Well, we went in to go to the Social Security office in Traverse City and the office is closed. Text that to me. I want to see how many of you, our radio family, my listeners, are impacted by this. Rod Wheeler, Lake County, just out here working as usual, Randy. Yep. Robert Sheboygan, privatize everything, President Trump. Trade schools, Christian schools, shut it all down. Get rid of the Department of Internal Revenue Services. You betcha. Department of External Revenue. Folks, you got to understand something. This is a golden opportunity for Donald Trump to teach the Democrats in Washington a lesson. So I'm serious. I'm serious as a heart attack. President Trump, please take advantage of this government shutdown to shut down bureaucratic agencies and department, defund them, and fire the federal employees. Don't put them on furlough. The news is reporting that, well, it's they're going to get their back pay. They're not getting paid this Friday, but they may not get paid next Friday. However long this thing lasts, eventually when they fund the government and they open it back up, well, they'll get their back pay. Why? They're not working. Why do they get their back pay? You're not working. So guess what? You're not getting your back pay because you didn't work. Why do we have it set up so stupidly that they call it a furlough? They get to stay home, do whatever they want to do, go shopping, clean their house. Been wanting to clean out that closet for a long time. Okay, I'm going to clean out the closet. I've been meaning to stain my deck. I have time now. I can stain the deck. Money in their bank accounts. Credit cards are good. Yeah, we were anticipating this, so we paid down on our credit cards, so now we can use the credit cards. We're going to be fine. And when we go back to work, we'll get our back pay for not being there. Again, how stupid are we as a people? Do we even tolerate this crap? This is amazing to me. I got a question for you. If you didn't go to work today, would your boss pay you? Yeah, some of you. You might have a job where you get some personal days. But most of us, especially people that work by the hour, you people that work at Walmart, if you didn't show up for work today, would Walmart pay you your hourly wage for not coming to work? No, they wouldn't. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. In Washington, they always get their money. It's got to stop. Absolutely has got to stop. Well, those rallying yesterday at the Capitol, Emily Bush, a former state house and congressional candidate and mother of the Oxford High School shooting survivor, said at a rally that her community knows all too well the consequences of poor mental health resourcing funding can lead to. Among other things, Bush called for mental health funding to be kept intact. I'm a parent of a school shooting survivor and someone who has seen firsthand what happens when funding lags behind real human needs. Bush said she came to the rally yesterday organized by the Michigan Education Justice Coalition with a demand for an adequate, sustainable state budget be passed by October 1st. Well, make no mistake. Cutting at-risk mental health funding does more than just shrink line items. It makes us less able to intervene early to see that a student is struggling, to connect a child in crisis to the help they need exactly when they need it the most. It weakens the very infrastructure schools rely on to prevent violence and to support healing. A situation like this will force teachers, staff, and coaches not trained as mental health professionals to now become first responders, meaning that too often warning signs have already been missed. It's too late. Bush went on to say that after the 2021 shooting at Oxford High School, federal and state recovery dollars were used to expand mental health support, hire more counselors, reduce caseloads, and to add protocols in the event of a crisis. Well, all of this now is at risk. We are still navigating the trauma that we experienced from that school shooting. Even though the last high school students, the ninth graders that were present that day, graduated this spring, my son included, there are now children in middle and elementary schools who were locked down, terrified that day that they needed to give notice to someone. They walk into their classrooms every day carrying that memory with them. Bush said that supporters are fragile and only survive as long as there's funding there. Otherwise, they're on the chopping block. We will lose the professionals who are seeing the warning signs early. We will lose our safety net. You know, I'm going to say something right now, and I don't care if I offend these people. Michigan Education Justice Coalition, shame on you. Shame on you for asking this woman to come and be a speaker at your rally. Shame on you for forcing her to have to live through that memory, that experience of that god-awful school shooting 4 years ago at Oxford High School, Oakland County. Shame on you guys. This is absolutely amazing that they would stoop this low, to get a mom to come to this rally and talk like this. Manipulating her with lies that none of this is going to happen as a result of the Michigan government shutting down for 4 hours, number one. That they're not going to get the new budget passed until next week. School districts are not sending teachers home today. School districts are not sending counselors home today. Principals are in their offices right now today. Superintendents are in their offices right now today. Nothing has changed. Either because of the federal government shutdown or Lansing's temporary 4-hour shutdown. Again, text me how you've been impacted by anything. And this is wide open until the federal government in Washington, D.C. passes either a new budget or a continuing resolution. In the meantime, President Trump, slash and burn. Fire as many federal employees that you think are unnecessary and shut down as many bureaucratic departments you think that need to be shut down and make history. Shut down the Department of Education. Shut down the Internal Revenue Service. Shut it down, sir. It's amazing, absolutely amazing what this president now has the ability to do. You know, I can't wait to see if Donald Trump holds a press conference at 3 o'clock today in the Oval Office with a stack of those black portfolios with that big black Sharpie. I cannot wait and see if that happens. Unbelievable. Well, the rally didn't do anything to stop Lansing last night. Complete waste of time. And then there's other departments in our state budget that can't even pass an audit. We're going to talk about that story next. Bottom of the Hour News of Hour Number 2. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.